We are continuing our 9:30 series on seeking the lost, looking at the need for us to be involved in this work, and that's what we spent a lot of our time so far doing, looking at the need to be involved in personal work. I want to get into some of the more practical aspects of personal work, and this wasn't originally a part of the lessons that I planned to bring, but last couple of weeks, I've done some thinking, and I want to talk about using social media in our efforts to spread the gospel to the lost. That is, each and every one of us taking advantage of the opportunity that social media provides for us. Mark chapter 16, and at verse 15, Jesus commissioned the apostles to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Initially, the Great Commission was fulfilled by the apostles preaching the gospel first in Jerusalem, and then, as Acts chapter 1 teaches, then to Judea and Samaria, and then to the end of the earth. Well, how did it get from Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria, and the end of the earth? Well, the apostles had to walk. That's how they got from Jerusalem to ultimately the end of the earth. They would walk. We also read of the apostle Paul boarding a ship and sailing on a ship. And it's obvious that not every Christian was involved in the work of going. Many Christians, as we read through the book of Acts and we read the epistles, we see that many Christians remained where they lived, and they were functioning members of local congregations. Fast forward about 1900 years, you get into the 1800s. And I like to read some of the church history. I like to read about some of the what they were called, the pioneer preachers. I remember reading in J.D. Tant's book that at times he would ride a train. And that was something new. That was new technology at that time. Also, David Lipscomb's autobiography, he talks about planning and taking a train trip through Texas, going down into Texas and visiting churches. So instead of walking or riding on horseback or riding in a ship, you can get on a train. You get there a lot quicker. Fast forward a little bit further, we've got cars and we've got buses we can ride. We got planes. We can get on a plane and we can be anywhere in the world in a matter of hours. But again, even with that improved technology, not everyone is going. It's only just a handful of people who are going. Today, there is a technology that allows all of us to communicate with people from all over the world in the comfort of our own couch with a device that fits in the palm of our hand, and that is social media. Social media encompasses many different platforms. Facebook is the most popular one. It's the one with the most accounts and active users. But there are others like Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube, and on the list can go. And we know that there are some bad things about social media. You've heard me talk about that in the pulpit. I'm sure I'll talk about it again in the future. Social media is designed to purposely be addictive, to keep people on their devices, to keep people coming back to their devices. It harvests our personal data to sell to advertisers. There's a reason why the apps are free. It's because we are the product. We are being sold by Facebook to advertisers. Facebook made, I believe, $8 billion last year off of the users, selling that data to the advertisers. It contributes to the divisiveness of our nation. I don't know if we've ever been more divided as a country than we are now. Perhaps the Civil War, someone could make an argument about that. But social media has played an incredible role in polarizing us, in dividing us as a nation. And of course, sinful conduct is promoted and condoned and showcased on social media. So there's plenty bad with it, but there's a lot of good that can be done with it as well. It is free. It is a free tool that we can use to connect ourselves with people all over the world. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 5 that we are to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Salt is a preservative. In order for salt to do its work, it has to come into contact with that which it's needing to preserve. As the salt of the earth, we have to come into contact with the world. We're not to be in the world, we're not to be of the world, but mature Christians are to learn where that balance is, where we can come into contact with the world and have an influence on the world instead of the world having an influence on us. We have to come into contact with the world. A light has to be seen. In order for it to do any good, it has to be seen. With social media, we have a tool at our disposal that allows us to come into contact with, that allows us to be seen, that allows us to have an influence upon an untold number of people. We don't need to throw it out altogether. As Christians, we need to consider the potential that is there in social media and letting our light shine. What kind of potential are we talking about? Statistics show that in 2008, only 10% of Americans had a social media account. Today, 79% of Americans have a social media account. So again, we're talking about coming into contact with, we're talking about having an influence upon people, letting them see our light. Here is a tool. Here's an avenue that can put us into contact potentially with 79% of the people in this country. The demographics break down like this, if you're interested. 88% of 18 to 29-year-olds have a social media account. 78% of 30 to 49-year-olds have a social media account. 69% of 50 to 64-year-olds, and honey, you and I are in that category now, along with a few others this year that have just joined that. 69% of 50 to 64-year-olds and 40% of those over 65 years old. So yes, grandma and grandpa, they're on social media as well. Not as many, but they're there. Facebook, as I said, Facebook is by far the largest platform, the most popular social media platform. There are over 2.9 billion active Facebook users worldwide. Again, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Here is a platform, here is a way that we can download for free that can potentially put us into contact with 2.9 billion people. That should be of interest to us. Social media gives us an opportunity not just to stay connected with and involved with the lives of the people that are near us. We know one of the benefits of social media is it allows us to stay in close contact with family members and loved ones that we live far from. You can send pictures. Grandparents can now see their grandchildren grow up in real time on social media instead of getting pictures maybe once a month or once every 3 months sent by parents who remember to take the pictures and go get them developed and to mail them back to mom and dad. Friends from other places, there are so many different groups on social media. You can get reconnected with friends that you lost track of years ago, thinking especially about high school classmates. And of course, as we said, people from all over the world who can happen upon your post and your account gives us contact with those individuals. Does anyone know what I mean when I talk about an influencer? Yeah, a lot of people who are younger, they know what that is. Yes, an influencer. Someone who is very popular on social media. That is someone who has tens of thousands, if not millions of followers, is called an influencer. This is somebody that people will follow purposely, that they'll follow what they do. And these are people that post regularly. And if they're very popular, they might receive compensation from companies to advertise their products. And so there are some social media influencers that make a very, very good lucrative living influencing other people, influencing them to buy and to use products. So we have social media and we have those who are influencers. What I want to get you to thinking about, if you haven't done so before, I want you to be thinking about how you, as a Christian, from your own couch, with your own device, how you can have the mindset of being an influencer for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I don't mean by that you're going to somehow automatically get a million followers and that you're going to get compensated for doing so. No, we're not in it for the money. But we are in it for the souls. We are in it for the furtherance of the kingdom of God. So I want you to be thinking with me for a few moments here this morning about becoming an influencer on social media for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is, as we're looking at seeking the lost, as we're looking at things that we can do, and when you think about personal evangelism, you might think about knocking on doors. You might think of being in that uncomfortable position of having a one-on-one conversation with someone face-to-face or inviting someone to church. We're going to talk about all those things, but I thought let's start with the thing that is the easiest, using social media, using our devices to try to connect with people for the cause of Christ. So how is it that we can use social media in personal evangelism? Let's take a few moments. And let's consider some practical, easy things that all of us can do if we have accounts or if we want to start accounts, some easy things that we can do to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of these things members here are already doing. Some of you may not have thought about these things, but again, these are easy things that we can all be doing. Number one, share social media posts from the congregation. The Knollwood congregation has a presence on Facebook. We have a Facebook account, and we have an Instagram account. Facebook I'm familiar with, Instagram I am not. Mike Heppner takes care of that. He's not here today, so we can talk about him. Actually, he deserves the credit. He sets up and he maintains these two accounts, and he stays very active with them. We also have a channel on YouTube. Now that we have started videotaping the sermons, those are being posted not just on our website, but they're also being posted on our YouTube channel. So we have a presence on YouTube as well. It's very easy for you and I, if we're on Facebook, to share these posts. Mike Heppner, usually sometime on Saturday morning, he will generate posts talking about the sermons that are going to be preached the following day. Here's one that he posted just yesterday about this sermon right here and right now. He posts up here on Sunday morning, March 20th at 9:30. He's to preach a sermon on how each of us can employ social media and personal evangelism. He has a meme here. There are some of us who had already liked that. Here's what you do if you're not familiar with this, and I feel like I'm doing driver's ed for NASCAR drivers. Some of you already know how to do this. Others may not. As you're looking at this screen on your phone, down at the very bottom right-hand corner, there's this icon called Share. You hit that, and it gives you different options of how you can share that on your account, and it goes out to people that you're friends with. So what you're doing is you're taking something that's already been made and already been posted, and with one click of a button, you're pushing it forward to the people that you were friends with. It's easy. It's easy, but what it's doing is it's giving a wider audience to this advertisement, if you will, to this notification that, hey, tomorrow here's a sermon that is going to be studied at Knollwood. So that's the easiest thing to do. Just hit that share button, and you can forward that on to people that you are friends with. Here's something else that we can do. On social media, we can direct people to the website. Again, Mike Heppner, unless it has changed, Mike Heppner is our webmaster. He takes care of that, and there is so much information on the website. He's put a lot of work into that. Now it's at a point where he can just upload things, but he's done a lot of work there. There's a lot at our website. If it's been a while since you've gone there and taken a look at it, go and take a look. There's a lot there, and it's worth directing people to. A couple of days ago, I posted on Facebook that I was going to be preaching from Deuteronomy chapter 30 in the 11 o'clock hour. Well, later on that day, a friend of mine sent the question, will this be recorded? Will it be recorded? And I was able to reply, yes, it will likely be posted on our website within a few days after I preach the sermon. And I put a link there to the sermon page on our website so that my friend, all that they would have to do is hit that button, hit that link, and they go there on their device. But not just my friend, anyone who sees this post can hit that button, and they're on our website. They're on our website immediately. Last time I looked this morning, there were 79 people that liked this post. That doesn't count how many people might have seen it. That's how many people liked it. And it was shared 6 times. So again, it gets out there, and it gets out there very quickly just by hitting a few buttons. But figure out how to do that. Figure out how to copy and paste. Figure out how to link and how to direct people back to our website. You can do that on your social media post. Again, it directs traffic back to our website. It's a very easy thing that you can do, but it's a way to spread the gospel. And it's a way to contact, to reach those who are lost. Here's something else you can do, a little more personally involved. Post something positive about the Knollwood congregation. There's so much negative on social media today. So much negative. And the social media platforms, they don't care if it's positive or negative as long as it keeps people logged on. They don't care if it's divisive or if it's negative as long as it's drawing attention. You and I need to be proactive in this. We need more positive content on social media, so let's be the ones to put it there. So post something positive about the Knollwood congregation. Let people know why this congregation is a blessing to you. Be specific. When you come home from a good singing here, post. We had excellent singing at Knollwood today. It was great being there. If you've got a visiting preacher and the sermon is good, then you've got an opportunity to say, you know what, we finally had a good sermon at Knollwood. And you can post about that and say, that was great. That was very uplifting. Maybe it was a Bible class discussion we have in our Bible class. We had a great discussion in our Wednesday evening Bible class. It was a great study. Post that on there. Maybe we've had a baptism. Don't you love seeing posts about baptism on social media? And when it happens here, that's a great thing to share. Maybe you saw an old friend who came to visit services. It's good to see some friends here today. You can post about that. That lets people know that not only are you going to church, but you're excited about it. And there's some specific things there that you're excited about. It's not just, hey, I've got a church and that's great. Why? Why is it great? When you're posting that, it's letting people know. Not only are you going to church, but you're getting something out of it. Maybe somewhere along the line, someone who's friends with you, they'll realize they need a church home. Hey, I remember so-and-so talked about where they go. Maybe I ought to check that out. That's how that works. That's how that works. We can use social media to do that. Announce upcoming events here at Knollwood. Now that we're phasing out of the pandemic, I'm not going to say that it ended just like that, but we are phasing our way out of it, so we are more involved in things here at Knollwood. We're going to have more things to invite people to come and to be a part of. Advertise that on your social media account. Talk about our gospel meeting coming up in a few weeks with Timothy Ruffin, April 8th through the 10th. We've got a VBS coming up in June. Start talking about that. We've got a weekend meeting in August on evidences. That will be a great study. And then we've got another meeting coming up in November with Kevin Clark. when those are coming, announce that. When we have singings, announce that. Encourage people to come. And, oh, you like a cappella? Let me tell you, we've got a cappella down. Come and visit us during our singings. You men who preach from time to time, announce that on social media. Wives, announce your husband's upcoming sermon on your social media account. Let them know that you're going to be preaching here on such and such a day. Here's what you're going to be talking about. You know what that's going to do? That's going to let people who could care less who I am or Timothy Ruffin, they care less about these guys, but they know you. They know you, and they might come to hear you. And even if they don't come and hear you, they may look for the link and listen to it. It's another opportunity to try to win lost souls. So it's free advertising. It cost over $1,000 to put something on that electric billboard going down 35. Putting it on social media is free. It's free. So post about the things that we are doing here. Talk about that. But make personal posts about those things that are going on. Here's something else. Post something about your daily Bible reading. We promoted that when the new year was starting. A lot of people took those reading schedules. I know a lot of you are doing your daily Bible reading. Well, when you come across a verse in your daily Bible reading that stands out to you, talk about that on Facebook, on Instagram. Maybe find a meme with that verse and post it. Say, I read this morning. It really touched me in a way it never has before. Or just put the verse up there, type it in, put it up there. Say, I read this verse and I noticed this for the first time about this passage. Let me tell you what that's going to do. That's going to let the people who see your post, that's going to let them know that you actually read your Bible. That you don't just have one carried under your arm that you bring to services with you. You're actually reading your Bible. And they're going to take that, they're going to take note of that, and they're going to tuck that away. And they're going to remember, hey, if I ever have a Bible question, here's someone I can ask. I've got a friend who reads the Bible, and maybe they could help me to understand this. That's going to give you some credibility as knowing something about the Bible. And it's going to give you some open doors down the road. We're not talking about something that you get a Facebook account and all of a sudden the next day you're going to baptize 20 people. No, that's not what I'm saying up here. But what I am saying is you can have the mindset of an influencer for the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you're going to put some things out there that's going to open up some doors for you down the road. You're going to do the work here. You're going to do it now. You're going to keep it up, but it's going to open up the doors down the road, and somewhere, sometime, somebody's going to have a question, and they're going to say, I can go to this person because I know they read their Bible. I know they know something about the Bible, and I can talk to them about it. And that's a way that we can create open doors. We pray for open doors. Let's be more proactive in making those open doors. So, these are five things that I thought of this past week that we can do very easily, very easily. And if you say that's not so easy, talk to some of these young people and they'll show you just how easy it is. We taught them how to tie their shoes. They can teach us how to share posts on social media. We can do that for each other. And by teaching them to tie their shoes, you learn some things from older people. We can learn some things from younger people. I put together a lot of thoughts and a lot of material for this, and I'm only about halfway through with what I've put together. So what I'm going to do is we're going to put a tent peg in this study right here, and we're going to bring it to a close. I'll be gone next week. We'll have a singing then, I believe. And then the following week, we'll come back, and we're going to look at some rules that we need to follow as we're using social media. There are no rules with social media, except you got to stay out of Facebook jail. But to get on social media and post, there are no rules. But if you're going to be an influencer for the kingdom of God, there are some rules to follow. So in a couple of weeks, Lord willing, we'll revisit, we'll come back to this idea of using social media and evangelism, and we'll look at some rules. In the meantime, implement these ideas. If you have other ideas, let me know. I'd like to share those as well. But let's be thinking in this direction again. It's the easiest thing we can do to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's get involved and let's be doing it. Let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we are thankful that we live during the time that we do. We know that there are incredible challenges that we face in this day and time, but we know also that we have unique opportunities because of technology, because of living in this time, that we have opportunities and thus we have responsibilities to do what we can to take your gospel and to sow it into the hearts and minds of those who are lost. We pray that you would give us zeal. We pray that you would give us urgency and that you would give us wisdom in using social media to try to further your kingdom, to try to spread your gospel, to try to win lost souls to an eternal home in heaven. Help us to serve you faithfully in everything that we do, and give us a love for lost souls. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're dismissed to our classes.